Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know the future, man, you know?
The fool them, build them, house upon the sun, while the wise man build him, house upon the top, up top, up top. When we are jump, yeah, you don't know, so this is Mr. Vegas, I'm here to say, a reggae up podcast, and you don't know, so future, man, the whole thing, lock the whole thing, turn up, what up? We the safari, right? Them can't hold we down. We are here, them, we soon reach a kingdom.
Play us some good, good, good reggae music. Some sweet, sweet, sweet reggae music.
And welcome back to another episode of the Reggae Up Yourself podcast with me, your host, the future man. And people, you know, we only bring you the best of the best, and today is no different. We have the great Mr. Vegas in the house. Greetings, my brother. How you doing?
Yeah, I know you don't know, live and direct behind Boomtown Festival. You see me as a backstage up there.
What did it feel like coming back to England again and mashing up the place and see your fans, so much of your fans come out to see you?
It's a good vibe, you know, it's a whole festival, you know, it's not just me alone, you know, there's a lot of Jamaicans there, a lot of reggae artists and dancehall artists, so we're just sharing the joy, you know, because the people, them, you don't know, them come to see a full package, you see what I say? So we just make them have a good time, you see what I say, the people, them come down out of them tent and thing, you know, because they want to hear the heads, and the iron bless them, you know, so we just leave them in.
True. So basically, the Reggae Up Yourself podcast is about giving people an insight into the artist himself. So what I'm going to ask you is, where in Jamaica are you from?
Well, born in Kingston, grew up in Upper St. Andrew. You know, so spent most of my days, my early days in Upper St. Andrew.
Yeah. So were you one of the artists that started out singing in church like most artists in Jamaica?
Well, not really. You know, the one time I sing on a church stage, you know, they used to have the rally.
Yeah.
And you know, I went up with some other kids from the church, and I was the last one that they took down, and I don't bother go back, you know. Because I was just feeling too embarrassed. It's like, you know, them pay money for take down people.
Yeah, wow.
I want to pay for my star.
Only in Jamaica.
You know, the people I'm live with, she always, it's like two times I went and she's always the one coming for me. I like, yeah, now I go back, you know.
They kind of thing only happen in Jamaica, man. But I suppose that's one of the things why we love Jamaica, so because nowhere else in the world would do them kind of thing there.
Yeah.
In England, basically, right now, what people would do, they say there's no winner. If it's children involved, it doesn't matter how amazing one is.
It's basically a way to raise money.
Yeah. You have to forgive me, because why that's funny. Yeah, man. So, sorry, maybe I laugh. So, what age were you when you started out singing in Jamaica professionally?
Well, I got my break in 1997, you know, that's like 20 years now, you know?
Yeah.
When I did Nike and Headzai, you know, that tune propelled me into who I am today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to sing at school, hanging out at school and singing for the girls and my stuff like that, you know. As soon as they realize that I can't sing, you want to thrill the girls, you know.
True.
And because I'm a youth to grow up with, grew up poor, you know, used to go to school barefoot and them thing there.
Yeah.
So I had a little voice that used to go for me, you know.
Okay, so were you on any of the sound system at any time in early in your career?
Yeah, man. That's most of the artists from back then, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sound system was a must. That is how you learn how to ride rhythm and how to get timing and all of them things here. That start with sound system.
Yeah.
You understand? Timing is key. And for you to get the timing when you select a mix.
Yeah.
And you catch the rhythm. Because I remember that we were singing on beats, our rhythms.
Yeah.
You know, from other songs that were built for other songs. So you have to fit a song. That's why there were so many covers
yeah.
done in Jamaica, you know.
Yeah.
Because we had to fit songs on rhythms that were built for other people.
True, yeah.
So, you know, so that is how you find that so much covers was in Jamaica. So we used to like go up on Sound System and sing cover music.
Yeah.
You know, sing over song. You know, Stephanie, Marriage License. Girls, I used to go crazy, you know.
Yeah, so name a couple of the songs that you was on in the early days.
Well, my cousin had a song named Small Axe from down Big Yard.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the song that I used to basically get the early segment on.
Yeah. So, early in Jamaica, who were some of the foundation artists that inspired you and make you want to push music so hard?
Well, you know, everyone we grew up, you know, listening to Barrington Levy and Sanchez and Pinchas.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Marley. Bob Marley, you know, because Bob Marley is like an inspiration to everybody.
Yeah.
The way, you know, he wrote his songs.
Yeah.
You know? But of course, you know, we grew up in the era where Pinchas and Sanchez was back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
Pinchas was the original singer, Sanchez was the cover singer.
Yeah.
But Sanchez had the voice. Sanchez could sing Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Jesus and Little Children, and it sounded good.
True.
So that is where we really get the got the whole inspiration from. I wanted to be like a Sanchez or like a Pinchas.
All right, so what does it feel like now to be one of Jamaican iconic reggae artists? Because I know you're a modest man when you come to them thing there, but reality is you are one of the iconic reggae artists from Jamaica worldwide now. How does that feel?
Well, you know, I don't deal with labeling, you know. You know, if they choose to honor me one day, you know, I just put in my effort into the music, you understand? I'm more passionate about life.
True.
And the direction where the youth them are towards.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want my legacy to just be about, oh, he did some songs. I want to make a difference, you understand me?
I want
to make a difference. I want to do things where I can people can look back at it and say, you know, Mr. Vegas built that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a landmark.
Yeah.
So as I said, you know, I don't really worry about labeling and how great I am or how iconic I am. Because I don't even depend on the playing field when I come out to Jimmy Cliff and Dennis Brown and Jonathan Levy and them greats. Yeah. My dream is to do an album where I just sing some deep songs.
Yeah.
People listen, like Sweet Jamaica.
Yeah.
You know, have some nice songs, you know.
Yeah.
Sweet Jamaica album, that's like one of my best albums.
Yeah.
You know, Edza is good because Edza album is the first album, but Sweet Jamaica album.
Yeah.
You know, but we did a lot of like tribute on the album, like tribute to Toots and Alton Ellis and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, reminding people where the music coming from. But now I want to make a reggae album, like a roots album.
Yeah.
When we talk about life, when we talk about oppression, when we talk about where we come from as a people.
Yeah.
When we talk about how lost some of we is, when we talk about how religion blind some of us.
True.
You know, when we talk about how religion let some of us gone mad in our mind, you know.
Yeah.
How religion divide us. And them things we want to really sing about so people can listen back to it and say, yo, I want to step away from that lifestyle. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Things where people can relate to and the life represent the journey where they might go through.
Yeah.
So, being in the business for so long, what inspire you to keep going this long? Because right now, it take a whole lot of things to keep going in a hard world as well.
Well, you have to understand, you know, when you limit yourself in music, you get bored.
True.
When you limit yourself and don't push the envelope, thank God I can go out there and rock it like a DJ and rock it like a singer.
True. Yeah, that helps, definitely.
Yeah, man, so like I just put out a gospel album and people were like, yo, it's a Vegas that them can't believe, you know?
Yeah, what's the gospel album called?
Soul Therapy.
Soul Therapy, okay.
It's like real therapeutic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, people listen to that and, you know, them not think about religion, they must think about, yo, they have a closer connection with God.
Yeah. So, from 20 years and on to now, basically, how do you see the reggae music scene, especially dancehall, changing?
Well, music evolves and new artists come along, you know.
Yeah.
So, new artists gonna come along and, you know, when we were doing, you know, in our era then.
Yeah.
People before us, they maybe used to criticize us, you know.
True.
So if we criticize the people after us, we're just doing the same thing.
Yeah. So history repeats itself.
They might listen different, man.
See.
They might listen different.
Yeah.
you have to take a little bit of what them are listen to and what them are do.
Yeah.
Add it to your thing.
Yeah.
So when the young youth them come out to listen to you, them don't feel like them old.
True, yeah. That make a lot of sense. Yeah. Well, have you got anything coming up? Album, more single and them kind of thing there soon?
Right now we are getting mad for just drop a whole heap of single, man.
See?
A whole heap of single. We are getting mad for drop a whole heap of songs. Right now, we just have dropped a whole heap of songs, man. We have up top, we have self-respect.
Yeah.
We have, you know, greatest of all time.
Yeah.
A whole heap of songs, man. A whole heap of songs right now. We have something to come out with DJ Hardwell.
Yeah.
We have something to come out with one of them big group here from England. I don't remember them name. You know, top group.
Alright. So, alright. Message that you'd send to a lot of young artists them coming through now in order to take their music to the next level, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, just do music that 20 years time you can end up on a stage and people want to hear you.
True.
Yeah, if you do music for just last 2 days, you know, then you know, have no legacy to look forward to.
Alright, and a message to Mr. Vegas fans worldwide that will be listening to the Reggae Up Yourself podcast.
First of all, put God before everything, man. And go and love the music.
Alright.
Boom. Reggae pod.
Yeah.
Reggae pod. That
blessed.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.